How high performers delegate work to AI for results and profit. AI's economic value should be measured not by the number of questions asked, but by completed work outcomes, reusable procedures, and time saved. AI can be turned into a practical work system through task decomposition, clear quality standards, iterative feedback, and calculations of time value relative to cost. To achieve results with AI, do not merely ask for advice. Delegate executable tasks that include the objective, input materials, constraints, and output format. Recurring work should be standardized with step-by-step prompts, templates, and checklists so that time savings accumulate. AI's first output should be treated as a draft, and its quality should be improved through specific evaluation criteria and revision instructions. The value of a paid tool should be assessed not by its price alone, but by its net impact. The time saved and additional results, minus the cost of checking for errors. Protecting sensitive information, verifying facts, and having the person ultimately responsible review the work cannot be omitted from the AI task delegation process. Using generative AI does not automatically make money. The key to creating an economic difference is not how often AI is used, but whether it can complete actual work, whether the process can be reused, and whether the results can be verified. Here, making money with AI includes not only direct revenue, but also measurable economic effects such as reduced working hours, lower outsourcing costs, increased throughput, and faster response times. Conversely, if correcting AI-generated errors takes more time or the results are not used in actual work, the net value remains low even with heavy usage. Key differences at a glance: usage patterns that produce low economic impact approaches aimed at high economic impact metrics to check ask how to do something, then have a person execute it from scratch, define the objective and criteria, then delegate the creation of an actionable draft completion. Time, actual adoption rate, write the same request from scratch every time, save prompts, input forms, and review checklists. Time saved per recurring task: judge AI performance based only on the first result, repeatedly request revisions according to evaluation criteria, number of revisions, error rate. Request a large, vague task all at once, divide the work into small steps and intermediate deliverables, pass rate by step, compare only whether a service is free or paid, compare total cost, time saved, and additional outcomes, monthly net benefit, ROI 1. Do not stop at asking questions. Delegate deliverables. Questions such as, how should I do marketing, are useful for obtaining general advice, but they rarely lead directly to usable deliverables. In practice, you must specify both the task the AI should perform and the conditions for completion. Components of a good work instruction: objective, the problem this deliverable must solve; audience, the reader, customer, or decision maker; input, source materials, data, existing documents, and reference examples; task, actions to perform, such as analysis, classification, writing, or comparison; constraints, length, tone, prohibitions, deadline, and scope of application; output format, table, email, report, JSON, etc.; quality criteria, accuracy, source attribution, and conditions for preventing omissions; verification rules, how to label uncertain content, and the procedure for checking it; the difference between a vague request and an actionable request. Vague request: tell me how to market a new product. Actionable request: analyze the 20 customer interviews below and classify recurring problems in descending order of frequency. Connect each problem to the wording customers actually used, and based on this, write 10 email subject lines. Do not add facts that are not in the interviews, and mark items with insufficient evidence as verification required. Output the results as a table with columns for problem, frequency, customer wording, and subject line. The second request clearly defines the input, steps, evidence restrictions, and output format. However, a person must verify that the frequencies and quotations provided by the AI match the source materials. 2. Break large tasks into verifiable steps. Broad requests such as, write a business plan, make it difficult to identify omissions and speculation. Dividing the work into intermediate deliverables makes it easier to correct the direction at each stage and trace the source of errors. For example, producing marketing copy can be broken down as follows. Define customer groups from the provided materials. Extract each customer group's problems and desired outcomes. Organize supporting customer wording. Draft candidate value propositions. Create copy for each channel. Check for exaggeration, unsupported figures, and prohibited terms. Have the person in charge conduct a final review of facts and brand standards. The advantage of this approach is not simply that the prompt becomes longer. What matters is that pass criteria can be established for each step. If the customer definition is incorrect, you can correct the first step instead of revising all the copy. 3. State high standards explicitly. AI does not automatically know the standards in the user's mind. Instead of saying, write it professionally, provide observable conditions. Examples of quality criteria present the conclusion in the first paragraph. Link figures to a source or calculation formula. Do not infer facts that are not in the provided materials. Avoid excessively long sentences. Distinguish claims from opinions. Define technical terms when they first appear if the intended audience may not know them. Organize risky or uncertain items in a separate table. Before the final response, use a checklist to check for omissions. When possible, also provide examples of good and bad results. Examples communicate the desired structure and tone more concretely than abstract adjectives. However, confidential or personal information included in examples must not be entered unchanged into an external AI service. 4. Evaluate the first result as a draft, not the final version. Do not conclude that the entire tool is useless simply because the AI fell short of expectations on its first attempt. Conversely, do not adopt a plausible-looking first result without review. A feedback loop like the following is required. Iterative improvement process, provide a demonstration. Show an existing high-quality deliverable or a short example. Explain the criteria. Explain why it is good and what requirements must be followed. Perform the task. Have it generate a new result using the same criteria. Evaluate, check accuracy, completeness, format, and tone separately. Request revisions. Specify the problematic locations and the direction of the revisions. Conduct final verification. Compare against source materials, check calculations, and obtain approval from the responsible person. Instead of saying, rewrite it, it is better to provide feedback like this. The market size figure in the second paragraph cannot be verified in the provided materials. Delete that figure and rewrite the conclusion using only verifiable customer interview results. Limit the conclusion to no more than 3 sentences. One point to keep in mind is that providing feedback during a conversation does not mean every AI service will learn it over the long term or remember it unchanged in the next session. Verified instructions should be saved in a separate template, project instructions, or organizational work document. 5. Save recurring work as a system, not a prompt. One-off conversations can improve individual convenience, but they rarely lead to organization-wide productivity gains. A repeatable system requires at least the following components. Component role input form ensures that required materials are not omitted step-by-step instructions, standardizes the processing sequence and decision rules output template, creates a format that can be used immediately for subsequent work quality review checklist checks errors and omissions. Consistently exception handling rules define what to do when information is insufficient or conflicting version history. Tracks the effects of changes to prompts and criteria performance metrics measures, whether the automation actually creates value tasks suitable for automation organizing meeting. Minutes with a consistent format classifying documents. According to predefined fields, drafting weekly reports, reviewing text, using the same criteria, summarizing source materials, and converting them into tables, drafting responses to recurring inquiries tasks that require careful review. Legal, medical, or tax judgments where errors are costly decisions that significantly affect individuals, such as hiring, loans, and insurance documents, where current facts or exact quotations are critical work involving non-public trade secrets or personal information. External announcements involving brand reputation, and contractual liability, AI can be used as an assistive tool for these high-risk tasks. But it should not be assumed to replace the final decision-maker or the responsible person.
6.
Calculate the net value of time. Not whether a service is free or paid services are not always economical, and free services are not always inefficient. The selection criteria should be the net effect that features, speed, usage limits, and security conditions have on actual work. Basic formulas: monthly time saved per task, times number of tasks per month, monthly value of time, monthly time, saved times hourly value of work, monthly net benefit value of time, plus additional revenue, plus reduced outsourcing costs, minus subscription fees, minus review and revision costs, minus implementation costs. Simple ROI, monthly net benefit divided by total monthly cost, times 100, for example. If using a tool saves 30 minutes per day and it is used 22 days per month, the monthly time saved is 11 hours. Assuming an hourly work value of 17,0001, the total value of time is 187,0001. To calculate the actual net benefit, subscription fees, review time, training costs, and automation setup costs must be deducted. This calculation varies depending on the assumptions. If the saved time is not actually used for higher value work, or if error correction time increases, the nominal time saved may differ from the actual economic value. 7. Metrics for measuring AI performance success should not be judged solely by AI usage or the number of documents generated. The baseline before implementation and the results after implementation must be compared under the same conditions. Processing time, time required to complete one task adoption rate, percentage of AI results that are actually used revision rate, percentage of sentences or items corrected by a person error rate, number of factual, calculation, formatting, and compliance errors throughput, number of tasks completed during the same period response time, time required to respond to a customer or internal request rework rate, percentage revised again after final submission economic impact, additional revenue, cost savings, and reduced outsourcing costs when possible. Compare the existing method and the AI-assisted method using the same sample of tasks. If the process becomes faster but the error rate increases, it is difficult to regard it as successful automation. 8. Minimum principles for safe delegation. The analogy of treating AI like an employee is useful for work design, but it does not mean AI has the same capacity for accountability or contextual understanding as an actual employee. Generative AI may present false information in a confident tone, and how entered information is processed varies by service and contract terms. Apply the following principles in practice. Process personal information, authentication information, and trade secrets only after checking organizational policies and the services terms. Compare claims requiring sources against the original text. Have calculations checked again by a separate tool or a person. Require approval from the responsible person for externally published documents. Do not finalize high-risk decisions based only on AI output. Regularly conduct sample inspections of automated procedures. Reassess quality whenever the model or prompt changes. Ready-to-use work delegation template. The following format can be adapted for various tasks, including reports, analyzes, and content drafts. Objective: explain in one sentence the problem this deliverable must solve. Audience: specify who will read or use the deliverable. Input materials: specify the available materials and the reference date. Tasks 1. Classify the materials. 2. Extract the key content. 3. Create a draft in the specified format. 4. Check for omissions and contradictions. Quality criteria: do not create facts that are not in the input materials. Mark uncertain content as verification required. Attach a source location or calculation formula to each figure. Output format: specify the desired title, table columns, length, and file structure. Final self-check: report separately any items that do not meet the criteria. Conclusion: the difference in creating economic outcomes with AI does not lie simply in using paid tools or writing long prompts. The key is the ability to define tasks clearly, divide them into small steps, evaluate them against quality criteria, and reuse verified procedures. Delegate actionable tasks to AI, but do not automatically hand over judgment and responsibility as well. By measuring time saved, result adoption rate, error rate, and net benefit together, you can objectively determine whether AI is a toy or a real production system.